Blog Talk Radio.
You're the man.
Holy,
Jesus, I
Hallelujah. I just sing to him as he go into Jerusalem on a donkey. He sing Hosanna to the highest. Father, we are singing to you today that you are the sovereign God, the mighty God, the holy God, the righteous God, the one who gave your life for all mankind. We pray today, O God, that you would touch us, that you would soothe us, that you would, oh God, heal us, that you would continue to keep us safe and protected in your arms. Lord, we pray today for everyone sick under the sounding of my voice or representing or standing in the gap for someone that is sick, Lord God, that your stripes that you took on your way to the cross, that the piercing that you took on the cross, that the nails that you took on the cross, the crown that you took on the cross to pierce your brow, the blood that fall from your body, O God, would be the very essence, the very medicine that we need to heal us today and heal them today. Lord, we pray for your love and your mercy, your grace to flow over the United States of America, not only the United States, but all over the continents, Africa and India and China and Japan and Pakistan and Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, Lord God, Egypt, Israel, Jerusalem, Lord, all over the earth, Lord. We are praying today for this bishop and for this apostle, O God, as you use them today, Lord God, that, Lord, they would hear from heaven, O God, as they have already heard, as they were studying the word. Lord, let them hear fresh this morning, O God, that even if you have to do some shifting in what they will say, God, Lord, but they will say what you say. Lord, we are praying today for a complete, O God, transformation, O God, of what you say and do to us today, Lord God. Father, we pray that you use their eyes, their ears, and their lips to play, God, that as they seek you, God, they would only speak what they hear and see. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Come on in, Bishop James and Apostle Linda, and let the Lord use you for his glory. Come on in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praises unto the Most High God, our Lord, our Savior, our Jesus Christ, our brother and our friend, the one who gave it all for us so that we can live for an eternity. We thank God for him. We are truly grateful for our Lord, grateful for the sacrifice that he made. Thank God, thank God, thank God for Jesus Christ. We give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory of his. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, forever, and ever. Amen. 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 Greetings
Amen.
To all of you. Amen. Greetings to all of you, our brothers and sisters. Again, we are delighted and excited to be here. Glory be to God once again to do the work of the Lord. And we know that he will speak through us. He is the preacher. He is the teacher. It is not us. It is the word himself that is on this line. Glory be to God. We're in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we bow down. We bow down everything. Bow down our minds today. Glory be to God. Open up our ears, God, to hear. Let us hear exactly what you want us to hear, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're so grateful, God. And we should be grateful every day, not just because it is called Good Friday, but we should be grateful every day. We celebrate the Lord every day. Apostle, I know you do, and those on the line who are dedicated to the service of the Lord and that love the Lord. We do this every day. We have our challenges and we have things that go on, but every day we still celebrate the Lord and we praise him anyhow. So today we're going to talk about the cross of God. We're going to talk about the sufferings of Christ. That is the topic, the sufferings of Jesus Christ. And we will be in the book of Isaiah, and there'll be other scriptures as well. But Isaiah chapter 53 is where we're going this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today, many people are celebrating, again, I say, they're having crawfish boils. I know here in Louisiana, and I'm sure around other areas, other parts of the world, it is called Good Friday. And it was more than good what Jesus did. It was amazing what he did, more than good. But they call it Good Friday, and they are celebrating, having these parties. They even having parties and they're drinking and dancing and doing everything they always do on Good Friday. And the same thing on Sunday, which we call Resurrection Sunday. Many people call it Easter Sunday, which has nothing to do with Resurrection Sunday at all. But it is what it is, and we all know that. But But we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate him by honoring him and praising him and worshiping him for all that he has done for our lives. And we are mindful of the sacrifice every day. We are grateful for that sacrifice every day, not just on a certain holiday or when we go to church on Sunday or the Easter, what they say, oh, you know, it's Easter, so I'm going to church. The churches will be full on Easter, as they call it, or on Resurrection Sunday. And many are just not even mindful of the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us all. And what we want to do, and we do every day, we endeavor to do it all the days of our lives, is to worship him and celebrate our Lord and Savior, not just because of what he's done for us, but because of who he is. Amen. So let's go on with the scripture. We're going to start out in Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. We're going to start here, 53 verses 1 through, we're just going to read, let's see, 53, Isaiah 53, yes, 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 start at 1, Pastor, please.
Isaiah chapter 53.
Mm-hmm. Thank God, Jesus. Can y'all hear me all this time I was reading the word? Apostle?
Yeah.
Y'all heard me?
I got you now.
No. No, I haven't heard you.
Oh, my God. The phone was on.
When you call up the script, when you call the scripture out to Bishop, I haven't heard one word. I figure you
okay.
I figure you had a phone call.
No, sir.
No, sir. It was on mute and I didn't realize it. Okay, I'm so I apologize.
No problem.
We're at 53. I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, no problem. Because I know you said
you
was going to have a call. I know you said you was going to have a call today, a conference call, so I thought that was the call I heard, like a phone rang.
No, we scheduled it for later. I just meant that we weren't going to be able to be on, you know, like a lot of hours. Just, we're going to get to the sermon if I go to my conference call. Okay.
Okay.
53. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem.
Surely he took up our pain and he bore our sufferings, hallelujah. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, oh God, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested, for he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his debt. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. But he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Isn't that wonderful? Beyond all question, Jesus Christ is our greatest model of sacrifice. He gave up for a time the riches in heaven in order to fulfill his divinely ordained role on earth. Okay, we'll go on. Glory to God. Okay. Can you all still hear me?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Isaiah 53 describes what is often called changed life. Jesus took our sin, our pain, and failure so we could have his righteousness, healing, and victory. That's what this is all about. While he offers this wonderful redemption package to everyone, leaders have the opportunity to benefit, all of us have the opportunity to benefit from this sacrifice, and we just thank God for it. Think for a moment what Jesus gave up and what we got in exchange, what we have obtained as a result of his suffering. Imagine what might happen if we were to suffer in this life, and then, after we die, still suffer. Because that's what will happen. We will still suffer. After we die, there would be a lake of fire for everybody without his sacrifice. He paid the price, stood in our behalf. He sacrificed greatly so that we might enjoy these gifts that has been given. The grief, infirmity, insecurity is what was laid upon him. Instead, we have security and our emotions are healed. Our soul is healed. Our life should be a life of gratitude towards our Savior. He took our sins and all of our transgressions, and in place of that, we have been given forgiveness from all guilt and all sins. He took sicknesses and diseases, and as a result, we have health, wholeness, and it is well in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
He took the mental turmoil and the pain.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And instead, we have peace of mind. Took our weaknesses, and now we have his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for that strength. This chapter that we are looking at today is a prophecy that has already been fulfilled.
Amen.
Jesus already died on the cross.
Amen.
He's not dead, he's alive.
Yes.
He's alive, hallelujah. And he's alive in those that have received him through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And so our Lord Jesus Christ did so much, accomplished so much for the sinner. In verses 1 and 3, we see that. His death, verses 4 and 9, his ultimate triumph, verses 10 and 12. We are given, as we look into this chapter, we can see the very heart of God. And we can see that he loves sinners to the degree that he was willing to pay any price for our redemption.
Yes.
And he did. And he did. Thank you, Lord. We are made to understand that our Jesus Christ who died on Calvary is the very one who John was crying out about when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world."
Yes.
You will find that in John chapter 1, verse 29. It is quite evident from this chapter that one day, excuse me, we will reside with the Lord in his heavenly home. That's what we see in verse 10 of this chapter. All of this is glorious. Oh, how glorious, how wonderful. And really, there are no words to describe the sacrifice of our Savior. And I'm grateful to be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And we are bound for the promised land because of what he's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we are here on this earth today. Our salvation, though, is an ongoing thing. We must continue to work out our salvation.
Amen.
It's ongoing while we're here. We got to fight the good fight of faith.
That's right.
We got to be steadfast in the word of God until he calls us home.
Amen.
So Jesus accomplished everything that we need for our lives for an eternity. Heaven is still out there in our future, but it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing, y'all, because God promised it. And he keeps every one of his promises. But it's uncertain when we are going to be there. Hallelujah. It's an uncertain thing, but we know for sure we're going to be there. That's the thing, because our God is all truth. He cannot lie. He's not like man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. You see, because he's all God, Almighty, the way, the truth, and the life. There is no evil with our God, no deceit with our God. He's forever faithful. Hallelujah. So heaven is still out there for our future. But we don't know when we're going to get there. I'm glad that the Lord, I'm so grateful that he did what he did. It says here that in the scripture, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. In verse 4.
Amen.
You see, excuse me, y'all. May I sip a little bit of your tea?
Yeah, it's not stirring a bit.
It's good. Praise God. So today, my beloved brothers and sisters, I do not worry over hell today.
All right.
I am eternally secure through the precious blood of the Lamb. I do not wonder if there will be a heaven for the redeemed. because I know I have his promise that one day he will come and take every child of God from there in that eternal glorious city.
Amen.
According to John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. I do, however, we all do. We face battles and we face trials, hallelujah, as of every human being alive tonight, today rather, tonight, wherever you are. Today, tonight, this afternoon, it's still, God is still there, no matter what time of the day it is.
Amen.
To the Lord that he reminds us that Jesus is our burden bearer.
Yes, yes.
It is that truth. It is that scripture says that he will bear all our burdens. Oh, why do we worry? Why do we fret? Why do we stress? Why do we have anxiety and depression and all of these things many Christians do? Unfortunately,
yes,
we are not to worry, not to stress. I'm grateful to the Lord that I have his peace and that I know that he bears these burdens. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we want to focus on our burden bearer, the one that's already bared the burden.
Amen.
He's alive. He's not going to the cross. He's not on the cross. It's finished. It's finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The cross did some wonderful things for us. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's one of the most glorious sacrifices. I'm going to call it a glorious sacrifice, an amazing sacrifice. Hallelujah. We see perfection when we look at the cross. Hallelujah. We see the fullness of the love of God, Bishop, when we look to the cross. It's the fullness of his love. Hallelujah. That he was willing to sacrifice his son for the world. The world has been crucified. So the believing person is crucified to us, Pastor. The world is a crucified thing in the mind of a Christian, the mind of a believer who is totally sold out to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now, because of that, we have enemies because of our friendship with Jesus Christ. We have hatred from some and not love because of Jesus Christ now being our friend, and we have accepted him as our Savior. Hallelujah. This world is already slain. We got to get this. We got to get this. Hallelujah. But it's,
yes, Lord.
It's an unlovable place. There's so much hate. There's so much crime. All of that's going on. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper because of what Jesus did. And no tongue that rises up against us can condemn us. We condemn it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Paul glorified in it, coming it the only thing worth boasting of, worth admiring, worth caring for. The song of the world is the glory of the saints. It's the theme of the church's song, the burden of her praise. She glorifies in the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. We thank God for the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he's not on there. Hallelujah.
Nope.
The Bible says he was numbered among the transgressors. Hallelujah. He was crucified through weakness, yet he lived. We are weak in him as he was on the cross, but we shall live. His weakening and emptying himself on that cross gave opportunity for the whole body of Christ, a life-giving power that only comes through God. So, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We remain one with him, and we are filled with the same life-giving power. Hallelujah. The cross, the place of weakness, and the place of death. come towards the place. Oh, as his blood flows from that cross, it comes as a place to us as a fountain of life. From a crucified Lord, life flows to the dead. My God, my God. Life is flowing. Hallelujah. It flows to the dead and saves the sinner. It contains power. It is the power of God unto salvation according to Romans chapter 1 and 16. Power for us, for the weak, for the sinful. The power of God is there. Omnipotence has made its dwelling place in us. The cross is a storehouse, a treasure house, y'all. It's a treasure house. There is the hiding of divine power. There is the arm of the Lord revealed. There is our burden bearer, the one we're talking about today, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
The wisdom of God is there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for the cross, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We have been sealed through the Holy Spirit because
yes,
of the sacrifice. It pleased God.
Yes, yes, yes.
It pleased God that he be crucified. Jesus said to his Father, not my will, but your will be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's got to be our motto. It's got to be what we must live by. Not your will, my will, but your will be done.
Your will be done.
Looking unto Jesus and his cross. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, follow me. It's the voice of the cross. Follow me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We have received, again I say,
that
seal of the Holy Spirit. We are
sealed. Yes, yes,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because of what he has done. But we are not above our Lord. He's a cross bearer, and we have to bear our crosses in life. Hallelujah. No cross, no crown.
That's right.
He who is ashamed of the cross is ashamed of Jesus Christ. The daily life of a Christian is to be a carrying of the cross. He who does so will find a new way of life.
Amen.
But he will know the loneliness of the Lord. We will know the loneliness of the Lord. He was despised, even by his own family. He was despised.
Thank
but
you, Jesus.
We know we've been pardoned. We know he saved us, and that's all we need to know. We know he's our friend. We know he is there for us, and we must be grateful for the cross. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says what we just read is that he descended from the highest heaven that he might take flesh and in our flesh endure and obey as man. Hallelujah. He stood in our place from Bethlehem to Golgotha. The cross with its agony and shame and death. Oh, it was his service for us. It was his sacrifice. And in it, we have the measure of his obedient suffering, the measure of his willingness to do the Father's will, to bear our burdens, to drink our bitter cup of wrath. And whoa, my God, the perfect sacrifice was nailed to that cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, we face the battle and the trial. Many of us do. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the burden that he bared for us, and now he is our burden bearer. We're talking about the sufferings of Christ. He suffered to be our burden bearer. Hallelujah. And I would like to talk to you today about that and about being grateful to God for his sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to talk about suffering of our Lord. We heard it just now. We heard the scripture. Hallelujah.
he went through the indescribable pain and suffering from the time that he was destined to die for our sins to the very moment, y'all, that he took his last breath on that cross. His life was filled with sorrow and caused by pain. The question is, how much do we appreciate the sacrifice for our burden bearer tonight, today, wherever you are? How much do we appreciate that sacrifice?
Yes, Lord.
In the death of our Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is God who was made flesh, y'all. He came to this world of sinners as a perfect man who would be slain from the foundation of the world. We're talking about the sacrifice and the sufferings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's the topic today. God's plan of redemption has already been laid out. My God, my God. Jesus has already known that one day, he knew that one day he would die for our sins. His suffering started long before he became a human being, y'all. Before Adam and Eve sinned, Jesus knew. He knew. Why? Because God knows all things. Think of
Amen.
It.
Amen.
You know, he knew he would have to come one day.
Amen.
God knew they were going to mess up. He had to know. Because he knows all things, right?
Amen.
Before Adam and Eve sinned, Jesus knew that he will one day suffer the most indescribable and incredible pain ever known within any human being. He will be stripped of his divine power and live as a lowly person. I'm talking about this because people need to appreciate.
Yes, Lord.
We're celebrating with some crawfish and all that today and all of this stuff that they're doing. Folks are having parties today, not even mindful of the sacrifice and what happened on that day.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was actually sundown. He didn't die when the sun was shining. It was after sundown. It was dark. I said it was dark. Hallelujah. So he suffered, and people don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer. But we
Amen.
We want to suffer in order for us to get to where we need to go. It's
That's
all
right.
part of it. It's all part of bearing our cross. Do you know how hard that could have been for Jesus when he was stripped of divine power and lived as a lowly person?
Yes.
Imagine the emotional and physical pain that he would go through just to save us, y'all. I mean,
Amen.
You got to think about that. He's not on that cross anymore, but we got to be in remembrance of that and what he did for us, even when we take communion. My God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember why we take communion. What is that bread? What is that wine? Bread of life. Hallelujah. He's suffering. Mm-hmm. It represents his body, and the wine represents his blood. We got to stay in remembrance of the sacrifice of our Savior.
Amen.
He grew up in a place where it was so much, it was a judgmental place. You know how we be saying all the time, people judging me, people judging me. When Jesus was finally born in this world, he was not even born in a decent house, but in a humble manger. And he became a man of sorrow. So before Mary was married to Joseph, come on, y'all, I'm taking y'all back. He was found with a child. People thought of Jesus as an illegitimate child. Today
mm-hmm.
we call it, you know what we call it today. In one discussion, the Pharisees claimed that they know Abraham as their father, but of Jesus, they don't know. It might have been difficult for Christ to live as a child and endure this ridicule. What was it like to endure the ridicule that he had to face? He had to take it. What about us in our family? What about us
We have these sibling rivalries. We even have brothers and sisters that don't want anything to do with us. We take a lot of hits. We take a lot of criticism, a lot of hatred. So did Jesus. A lot of horrible things are said. It was said to him too. Don't think it's strange. But even your family don't want you. When even your family despise you.
Amen.
Get in with Jesus. Family members couldn't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult. But it was difficult for Jesus Christ to live as a child and to endure all of this pain and ridicule that was put upon him as a bastard child. Mama wasn't married when she had him. Right? So before Jesus started his ministry, he suffered as a child now. He has to fast 40 days and 40 nights. I'm taking y'all back. Because of the great wonders that Jesus Christ has done, we often forget, we don't remember often enough that he is still, he was a human being who can feel pain. He felt hunger. He felt thirst. My God, much suffering for the Savior, not just when he went to the cross. Bible readers out there, y'all know when you have read your Bible, you know this, that he suffered all through his ministry and even as a child. Can you imagine how weak Jesus was? I can partially not quite feel. No, it didn't feel like what he must have felt for 40 days and 40 nights. But listen, I fasted for 3 days and even one day sometimes with nothing. And I was sick. I was really sick. I thought I was going home to the Lord. I said, well, Lord, if I don't make it through this fast, I know I'll be with you. Because those 3 days were just water. Oh, my Lord, it was grievous. So imagine him, 40 days and 40 nights, he was tempted by Satan day and night. Some of us have thought that the temptation happened at the end of the 40 days. That's what I hear most people say, that at the end of the fast, then the devil came and tempted him. But it's not so. In the book of Mark, it tells us that he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights, not just on the 40th day. Mark tells us that he was tempted during the whole time of his fast. And when Jesus started his ministry, Jesus was entering into some enemy territory, unfriendly territory. He would have to face the religiosity of the mental state of these people, so-called Christians of his day. He will have to face opposition. They're going to mock him. They mocked him. They ridiculed. And it was shameful what they did. They wanted to put him to shame. Not so. He kept going. He kept
Amen.
Going. In spite of all the pain, all the trouble, all of the betrayal, all of that, and even he was abandoned by his family and friends. Could have been more painful for Christ is the fact that even his relatives, like I said, his family, friends, deserted him at the moment that he needed them the most.
Mm-hmm.
My God, don't he know about it?
Don't Amen.
That when we're going through a lot of different pains and suffering, that some people just not going to be around.
Amen.
As long as we were able to give and sacrifice for them, it was all right. But when it comes time for us, when we're in need, it's not all the time that everybody is going to be there. But there are some, don't we have some, that God has given us, those divine connections that's going to be there. And even some people, it was a divine connection, they walked away. Walked away in time of suffering. It happened to Jesus. Don't think it's strange if it happens to you. His family, his brothers did not believe him. His brothers would have told him, who are you? I believe this is how it goes. This is what I'm saying. Who are you to try to teach us what is right and wrong? Have you ever heard that before? Who are you? Who you think you are? I know about you. I know about your life. Haven't we heard that before? I know what you
mean. Amen.
Now you want to come all sanctimonious, all holier than thou, and try to teach me something, try to tell me something. Who are you? I just imagine that's what he was hearing. I'm not saying it's in the Bible because it's not. Who are you to teach us some right or wrong? No, you can't do that. I know about you. Now you're trying to be so holy. Oh, my God. Even when we were kids, I know some people on this line, we realize now why people didn't like, why even our little friends, even our friends when we were kids didn't like us so much. We were a little different. I know about it. We were a little different.
Amen.
So say to us, you are not in position to preach to us. Who you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard that more than one time. So what we do, we walk away. We leave it alone. We just give them love, and we continue to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, think like Jesus, because we're supposed to have a crucified mind. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
His disciples who have been with these disciples that have been with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years were able to leave him. They left him. For the disciples, it was unimaginable. I imagine they were thinking, I can't be around for this. Oh, no, I can't watch my Savior suffer. But we have to understand that we have to be available for our suffering saints.
Amen.
Oh, no, I can't go over there. Oh, no, I can't go to the hospital. Oh, no, I can't look at them with all these tubes and all these needles. And oh, no, I can't do it. I just can't. But, yes, we can. Jesus will help us to bear that burden. Remember, we're still talking about the burden bearer here. He's still going to help us through that time of grief and sorrow. We got to go. We got to be there. Can't say that I'm not going to be there. These are my friends. These are my Christian brothers and sisters. So they really didn't believe that Jesus was going to die. Even Peter was saying, the same man who walked on the water, the same man who was able to claim the roaring sea, the same man who healed the sick, the same man who cast away demons, the same man who miraculously fed more than 10,000 people, the same Jesus Christ who has raised the dead to life, will he die the death of a criminal? So no, this can't be. This can't be. Not this Jesus we've been walking with. Oh, no. They couldn't imagine seeing their Savior, this powerful, wonderful, loving, kind, faithful Jesus Christ. No, we can't see him doing. We can't see this happen to him. No, no way, no way. Peter was like, no way. And Jesus told Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Get behind me. Because he was saying, you can't stop me. Stay behind me. Jesus was saying, I'm going to do what I know I came here to do. Amen?
Amen.
So it's really true that Jesus will die, and he did. The same mm-hmm. man who walked on that water, the same man who was able to calm that roaring sea, that same man, hallelujah, who cast away demons, fed the hungry, all of that, like I said, will die death of a criminal. Then the day finally came when Jesus will have to offer his body and shed his life for us sinners. Jesus died the most painful death that no words can even describe. I'm talking about this today because we need to be grateful. We got to be grateful and be mindful. When we're mindful, we're grateful in that order. We're mindful, we're grateful of what Jesus Christ has already done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word that he suffered, this word that we use for suffering, is excruciating.
It's excruciating. Hallelujah. Jesus has to die the death of a criminal. Imagine. Can you even imagine? I know I can't. Going through all that pain. So crucifixion is the hardest method of torture in the Roman world. All right, yes. Jesus Christ knew how terrible his suffering would be in the hands of the Roman soldiers, to the point that his blood turned to sweat when he was fasting. That's how grievous it was. He was being tortured in that garden. According to what I have read in modern medicine, and someone gave me a paper from a coroner, and it described what happened to Jesus' body. And all of his blood vessels burst, and the blood started to trickle and mix with his sweat. It's called hematohidrosis, where those tiny blood vessels burst when Jesus was in agony in the garden. And I won't even go through what the coroner said because I don't like to read it. But it's horrible. I will share on a personal level with some of you, and some of you may know, but I won't do that today. But at any rate, after the arrest of Jesus Christ, he was presented to the high priest, where he was bullied, struck, and mauled. After that, all his clothing was removed to prepare the body for scourging. And Jesus was then flogged with flagrum, which is a device of evil designed to inflict maximum pain on the victim. As the flogging continues, the whip will first cut through the skin. Oh, my God, it tore his body apart. Blood will ooze from the vessels, and the arteries delivering intense pain. He would feel it even in his muscles. Eventually, the back of Jesus will be unrecognizable, that it will look like a shred of torn, bleeding flesh. When Jesus seems to be near death, then the scourging stops. So the way to Golgotha is a long road. Jesus was at his limit, that he did not have the strength to carry the cross, and he stumbled and he fell. He fell, y'all. So the torture that he went through is too much for his human body. And when Jesus arrived in the place of crucifixion, he was then thrown against the beam where he will be crucified. And the Roman soldier will then palpate the wrist of Christ and determine where to place the six-inch nails. It was a six-inch nail that went into his wrist. It wasn't really in his hand, but it was right above the hand in his wrist. Hallelujah. My God. So we thank God for this sacrifice, and we know what happens after that. I won't go any further with this because I'll need to get to some more scripture. But we see here Jesus suffered. And for some, may not realize how bad it was, hallelujah, but he bore all of our iniquities, hallelujah, on that cross, every bit of our sins, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so because of that sacrifice, we are here today. We are still here through much pain, toil, suffering. We are still here. Praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can say that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is who he is. And I
Amen.
Just want to talk about that crucifixion a little bit, because some people may not know how very terribly painful it was for Jesus. And there's so much more, but I won't go there today. But nevertheless, we know he suffered. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you for our Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the promise that we have today, that he will come and take all of us to be with him one day. Hallelujah. Jesus is our burden bearer.
Yes, Lord.
And that
yes.
would be our subtopic. It is that truth. It is that truth.
Yes,
that
yes,
I
yes.
bear in my soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We got to know what he went through is more than we can imagine. But
sure.
one other thing we got to know is that he did it for all of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is always with us. He is well known to those who know him personally. Even though his name is not given in this 53rd chapter that we read to you. But his identity is well known to us, right?
Amen.
His name is not given in that chapter. But the soul who has been given over to Jesus, that discerning soul who can discern in the spiritual realm, knows that none other but Jesus could be the one that would accomplish what third chapter of Isaiah.
Amen.
Those who are affected by him are never the same. My God. We have no trouble recognizing him that walks with us, that talks with us, the one that calls us his own. We have no trouble with that. Hallelujah. The blind man in the book of John in chapter 9. After he was healed by Jesus, he was asked, who touched him? Replied that it was a man named Jesus Christ. He was asked that. And he was then commanded by the Pharisees to call Jesus a sinner in verse 24 of John chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And the man said, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know that I was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So the child of God may not have all the facts concerning Jesus. We don't know all because only God knows all. But we will be able to talk about him and know who he is, be sure of who he is. Hallelujah. And know that our life has been touched by him, and we remember him forever. We know the child of God is going to know.
The one that
says that I love the Lord, the one that really lived the life, the one that lived the holy life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Truly say that he's my Lord, and that I know what the Bible says about him is true. And I know that we're talking about him in Isaiah 53. It was prophesied.
Yes.
Hallelujah, and that prophecy has been fulfilled.
Amen.
As I said, some people still don't believe. As I was saying, some people can't believe, don't believe. But one thing I do know is that once he touched you, once you do hear, once you do taste, you want to taste more of him because he's so good. You want another take. You want another drink. You want another revelation. Hallelujah. Once you taste of the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't stop there. You go on and you want more and more and more, just like I do. Verse 2 of 53 says, he's a man of sorrows. We talked about the man of sorrows. He was acquainted with the grief. We talked about that. That disciple Peter who betrayed him, denied him. Judas betrayed him.
Yes, Lord.
Some people crucified him. Jesus was well acquainted with grief. He was bruised for our iniquities. Just going through it a little bit again. Took out our sins upon himself. Made his grave with the rich. Hallelujah. And conquered death, my God, hallelujah. According to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 6, he conquered death, hallelujah. There are many other references to the life and death of Jesus
Hallelujah. However, just these few are enough to reveal to you all the identity of the one who's referred to by the prophet. He is Jesus and no other. Hallelujah. Jesus and no other.
No other.
Hallelujah. No matter how
Jesus.
We look at it, no matter what many people think, Jesus has done what none other could do.
Amen.
In dying for our sins and rising from the dead. He has proven himself to be none other than God. He is greater, greater, greater by far than any other who has ever laid claim to the title of Savior.
Amen.
Jesus made the sacrifice. He's the one that we are talking about today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Our relationship with the Lord sets us apart from the rest of the world, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship we have, the one we know about, glory be to God. God's people are special to him.
Amen.
Never let the devil, allow the world or some person just talking a whole lot of stuff and saying nothing, some empty-headed imbecile tell you that you are nothing or nobody. Because that's how they look at some of us.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing and nobody. Don't let no imbecile tell you that. Because they're ignorant of the truth of the gospel. The truth of the matter is that you are a son and daughter of the King when you are born again. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and have been adopted into the family of God according to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, and Romans 8 and 15. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for your redemption, and now you are royalty. That's right. Bow down to the King because you are royalty. You're a king's child, a king's son and daughter.
Hallelujah.
According to Revelation 1 and 6, we are royal. Hallelujah. We are royal priesthood. Glory be to God. Thank God.
Yes,
Lord. Citizens of that heavenly city. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And one day we will be seen for what we are. Imagine. Can you imagine the scene at that great white throne? Hallelujah. Every sinner will be assembled.
Glory to God.
Along with the devil and his angels. And the glorified saints will stand and look out and see glorifying Christ in our new body. Ooh, he's made a way for us to have glorified bodies.
Hallelujah.
He gives out judgment upon his enemies. Thank God. Thank God that I'm a part of the royal priesthood. Can we thank God and be grateful for what Jesus has done? Can we say hallelujah because of what Jesus has done? Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We are special people to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
We are God called, the peculiar people. This doesn't mean that we are strange or weird. It does not mean that we are God's. It does mean, though, that we are God's beautiful sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
His possession. We belong to God. This word reminds us that we have been bought with a price and that God has taken us into his keeping care. Hallelujah. And everything concerning us is important to God.
Amen.
Jesus cares about what happens to you. Jesus cares about what happens to us.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord.
The Lord
Hallelujah.
Will lift the burden of his people, and it is evident that he is moved with our concerns, moved with those people, moved when his people are in a crisis. He is the burden bearer.
Yes.
We're talking about Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. And we started in Isaiah 53. We're talking about the burden bearer. Hallelujah. It's evident
yes.
to me. He has proven himself to me personally.
Yes, Lord.
I know that I know he is my Lord.
Hallelujah.
And nobody, nothing and nobody can take it away.
Amen.
I believe. And I'm going to live like I believe. Hallelujah.
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 It's evident. It's evidence. There's evidence in
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There was evidence on that cross. Hallelujah.
Yes, it was.
It's evident how much he loved us when he demonstrated the greatest love we'll ever know on that cross.
Oh, hallelujah.
Three Hebrews in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Jesus was moved by their need, and he joined them, delivering them from the fire.
Glory, glory.
There was a man standing there. There was a fourth person in that furnace. Jesus comes into the furnace with us. So I don't mind that I've been in a furnace.
It's all right.
I don't mind because I knew he was there and he got me out of the fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
I hope you don't mind being in the furnace because you will be delivered. You will have an encounter with God, the Most High God.
Amen, amen.
I hope you don't mind the fiery trials and the tribulations and the adversity. I hope you don't mind.
Jesus.
Because your burden bearer is going to be there to bear that for you.
Amen.
He's going to bring you out no matter what you're going through.
Amen.
Mary and Martha, they were grief-stricken over the death of Lazarus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus was so moved with compassion that he wept with them at the gravesite.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he wept. He also wept for Jerusalem. Some people say Jesus only wept once. No, 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 no. He wept for Jerusalem, his church.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus wept in that garden. Jesus wept, hallelujah, for Jerusalem, and he wept for Lazarus.
Oh, yes.
So the disciples are in the storm.
Yes, Lord.
They're talking about Jesus Christ. My God. They were struggling against the wind, and they felt so alone. But Jesus knew their situation and was watching the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
My God. They were not forsaken. He was watching. He was in the boat with them. Don't you want to be in the boat with Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Don't you want to walk through this life with Jesus? That's what the boat is all about. When the storm comes, Jesus ain't going to leave. He will not leave you nor forsaken you. We are privileged people. So you see, they were privileged in the fact that they are in a personal relationship with the God of all miracles. Billions, billions and billions of people pray every day to someone of thing they consider to be a God. Their God, however, has no ability to help them and cannot hear them when they cry to him. Read Psalms chapter 115, verses 4 to 8. Those gods they have cannot hear them. They're deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yes, Lord.
My God, hallelujah. They can't hear. Statues and all kinds of stuff. Make all kinds of stuff and all kinds of people their God. But God's people are different.
Amen, amen.
They serve a living God. A God who is mighty in power. Able
Glory.
To do anything.
Glory, glory, glory.
Jeremiah 33 and 3. When God's saints call on his name in the dark day of trials and troubles, heaven begins to work it out. Hallelujah. Heaven comes to our aid. Our burden bearer is there. We have a God who is able to hear, a God who is able to answer all of our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
When we pray according to his will, according to Isaiah chapter 65 and 24. And Matthew
you, Jesus.
Chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Please read these scriptures. Salvation is not a hedge against trouble. Oh, we don't want to hear that. I say salvation is not a hedge against trouble. Every saint of God at one time or another goes through the dark valleys of life.
Amen.
It's all part of it. It's all part of carrying that cross, y'all. Jesus paved the way for us to escape. He makes a way of escape. He makes a way out of nowhere. He's there for us through it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus was grieved. Sickness, anxiety, all that came upon him, all the sorrows and the pains and afflictions, all that was on Jesus. Hallelujah. And it sums up something that I'm talking about right now, that there are trials of life which we must face. But the burden bearer is there. Our suffering Jesus Christ is who we're talking about. The one who did all the suffering so that when we go through, we can get to. Amen?
Amen.
And we must get to heaven. See, I want to get to heaven.
Amen.
I want to keep walking on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, when life falls apart at the seams, we are quick to throw in the towel, many people. But we must never be guilty of counting God out in our situations. Don't count him out.
Amen.
Keep him in. Keep him in. Hallelujah. Trials that we will never weather alone, he's able to do. Thank God we don't have to, because God is the burden bearer.
Yes, he is.
He weathers the storm for us. Glory to God. Don't think it looks hopeless, hallelujah, for your life. What about the widow there in Zarephath? I wonder how Israel felt with their backs to the Red Sea and their faces toward the Egyptians. I suppose Elijah may have felt pretty intimidated being outnumbered 850-1 there on Mount Carmel. I guess Mary and Martha lost hope when Lazarus died. Never count God out.
Amen.
No matter how dark the night looks, remember the morning is coming. And with the morning comes rejoicing, Psalm 30:5. Never get to the place where you think you are alone in your suffering.
Jesus.
Everyone has their problems.
That's true.
Jesus makes a difference because of what he did on the cross. Our suffering, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus makes a difference.
Yes, yes, yes.
This chapter also talks of a great promise to those that undergo times of trial and hardship in this same 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
There is a promise that God needs to lift
you,
our burdens, lift our loads. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift up and lift up everything unto the Lord as we go through life. There will be times when burdens and sorrows will be intense. It'll be hard.
Yes, it will.
Jesus has promised that he will lift our burdens from our shoulders. Jesus has offered us a place of rest, a place we can flee to when the burdens of life get heavy, y'all. Oppressive. That place is Jesus, Christ himself. We are safe in his presence. We preach that for three different times. We are safe in his presence. He has already made the way.
Amen.
He shared all the burdens. Glory be to God. That place,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a secret place. We are hidden in the rock of all ages, in that cleft of the rock. We are hidden.
Yes, yes, yes.
To Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus may not immediately deliver us from that valley, but he will never leave us while we're in it. You hear me? You might be in it for a while, but you're not in it alone. My God, hallelujah. So
my
we're
Lord.
Walking along the shores of the Dead Sea. Tell you a little story I came across. While walking along the shores of the Dead Sea one day, a man lost his balance and fell into the water at a point where it was pretty deep. Never having learned to swim, he was panic-stricken. And in desperation, he began to thresh about. I mean, you know, imagine somebody that can't swim, how terribly and how devastating it is, right?
Yes, Lord.
Never learned how to swim, so he's fearing that he is going to sink and drown. And at last, completely exhausted, he felt he could do no more. Crying out to God for help, he prepared for the worst. What a surprise awaited him. For as soon as he relaxed, the water just bore him up. He had forgotten that the Dead Sea is so full of salt and other minerals that if a person lies still, he can easily float up to the surface. He will not drown as long as he resigns himself laying on top of the water. So this is a simple story, but it's so profound and it's a good lesson for us who are the Lord's children. His everlasting arms, this is what I get out of it, his everlasting arms will hold us if we simply give our all in all. Give all of unnecessary fears and cease from trying to be all sufficient into ourselves. Trying to do it all ourselves instead of giving it to the Lord. So our safety and our peace is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The eternal God is a never-failing help. Ever-present help in a time of trouble when we just completely rely on him and quiet our hearts in those desperate hours of difficulty. There's a promise to lighten our load by Jesus Christ. The word carried means to bear a load. God never forces us to bear the loads of life alone. We have a personal Savior who feels our hurts and is acquainted with our grief. According to Isaiah, which we just read, 53:3, we're still in the book of Isaiah. Because of this, we should never hesitate to bring our needs before the Lord, right? He is always going to be there to help us when we need him. Again, I say there are times when the valleys seem to go on forever. I know about them. Times when the night never seems to end. Times when our load seems so heavy that we feel the next step will be our last. But the good news is that these things will not last forever.
Amen.
God is a faithful God.
Yes, he is.
Ever faithful God, ever present in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. Always there.
Thank you, Jesus.
One day soon, we're going to reach the end of this road, and we will step out of this life of trouble and travel into an eternity free from even a hint of pain. There will be no more tears. There will be no more sorrow because of what Jesus Christ suffered on that cross. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14 tells us that. Also 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 17. Hallelujah. So while we are still here, though there will be trials and there will be burdens that we will have to endure, in those times we have his faithful promise in Romans chapter 8 and 28. He has promised to get us through even the worst of times, and that it's all going to work out for our good. So when we consider the fact that the Lord says here that he's born of grief and carried our sorrows, we may be tempted to question that. But if the Lord has already taken care of these things, then why do we still have to face them, you might ask? Well, the word has said in the Hebrew that speaks of an action that was completed in the past, but that has resulted through time. In other words, Jesus is reminding us that our need is simply the evidence of his supply in waiting. He said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. It means that God has a solution already and that he will send it in his time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We're about to close. So from the standpoint of the Word of God, we see that every need has been met. Hallelujah.
All right, honey.
He saw tomorrow while the day was still tomorrow. And when today is yesterday, Jesus will still know all my tomorrows and will already have made provision for anything that I will face out here in this world, in our home, whatever we have to face. We thank you, Jesus, Almighty God. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made, Jesus Christ, so we never be alone. That you are our prayer. You see, God will lift our burdens away totally. Other times, he decides to leave them in place. And if he does this, you can be rest assured that he will help to shoulder the load, and that in doing so, he will carry. No. Amen. So what are you? We can say all griefs and sorrows. What are you? You are nothing for God to take care of. What are you, hatred? What are you, evil? What are you? You are nothing. You are absolutely nothing, because my Savior has already defeated you. What are you? Because of the love of Jesus Christ, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed from all curses. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm redeemed. Every yoke destroyed. Every crooked made straight. Place made straight. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. What are you? You are nothing. What are you, trouble? What are you, tribulation? What are you, anxiety? What are you? Nothing. My God bore all the pain, all the anxieties, all the suffering. You're nothing. That's what you have to say. You're nothing, devil. Compared to what my God has done and the blood he shed, you're nothing. You're nothing. I'm in the hands of my Jesus. And nobody in this world, no devil in hell, no devil in this world is going to snatch me out of the hands of my God. Who are you? Nothing. Because God is with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when the devil comes in like a flood, when trouble comes in like a flood, he'll lift a standard against that. He'll lift a standard against you.
Yes.
Who are you? Nothing. Trouble. That's how we got to talk. I'm in the hands of God. And nothing by no means is going to harm me. No weapon is going to kill me, my God, because I'm in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you, griefs and sorrows? It may not be a thing I can do for anybody on this line right now, but one thing I am doing, I may not be able to come to where you are. I'm not able to come where you are. I'm not able to be there all the time, but Jesus is. I'm not able to be with my friends all the time, but Jesus is. Not able to be with my family all the time. Not able to be with people when they're experiencing trouble that I love. But I'm with them in prayer. I'm with them in the spirit. Hallelujah. I'm with them. I'm with y'all. And Jesus more so is with us all. Hallelujah. So what you need to do is bring your burdens to him, cast them on his strong shoulders, and he will lift away your burden and help shoulder the loads he decides to leave in place. You come, and he will meet you right now. The Lord is going to meet you right now. In your troubled time, he'll meet you. And I say again that we have to be mindful, graceful, of the sufferings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that he is our burden bearer, knowing that he suffered so very much for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not going to be good always, but it's good in Jesus. Thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah. We bless the name of the Savior. Glory be to God. We thank God that he has given us all we need ever.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He already died. He already did.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So after telling you the sacrifice and death of Jesus Christ, can we now see what it really means for our Savior to die for us? Can we now see how God and Jesus love us to the point that he was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice? Mm-hmm. Or are we so used to sin that we can't even trust our conscience anymore? Are we too comfortable with our sin that we don't seek repentance and change our lives? Will we come before the holy presence of God as a better person compared to the person we are right now? Can we do that? Let us not become so comfortable with sin that we don't see the need to change. I know there's a lot of work to be done. Salvation is work. The Bible says we must work out our salvation. There's a lot of growing up to do. I know that. I don't see myself as better than anybody. I am one that falls short of the glory as well. I never look at myself as better than anybody. I am just like y'all.
Yes, Lord.
So we got to strive to do the will of the Father. That does not mean that, you know, because Jesus did the sacrifice that we don't have to sacrifice. We must sacrifice as well. Let us sin so much that we don't want anything to do with it. Let us not crucify. Let us not crucify. You know, when we continue to go on in sin, don't you know that it's just like we're putting that nail in Jesus' feet, we're putting that nail in his hands. My God, that crown of thorns that Jesus suffers when we suffer. When we do something like that, it grieves God. When we go back to sin, when we go back to doing things, or when we don't receive him, it grieves God that we don't want anything to do with it. Let us do our best to fight the good fight. We are engaged in a spiritual battle. Choose your side in this battle against Satan. Are we winning or are we losing? We need to wake up each day and pray to God. Pray to him to help us. Help us. Help us. Help everyone to become more like him and less like us. Let us present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. God expects us to grow. Let us not waste the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let us not waste it. Let us appreciate his life, suffering, and death. And that appreciation must lead us to repentance and to commit our lives to him. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, let's do away with everything that's not like God. Hallelujah. Thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy and the love of God the Father, again, who offered his son to die for our sin. Bishop is going to do the prayer of salvation. Bishop? Bishop is going to do the prayer of salvation. Father God, we thank you for this word, God.
Yes,
thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God, and there's so, so much more that we could talk about today. But, Lord, we thank you for such as what you have given us today, Lord, your word. Hallelujah. Your word is great all the time, Lord God. And I pray that people receive you today that don't know you, Father God, and people who are backslidden will come back to you, Lord God. Mm. Oh, Father God, help us to honor you with our entire life and everything that you have given us, God, in the name of Jesus, because you paid the sacrifice, God, so that we can live a life that's pleasing to you. And, God, I thank you that you're always going to be our help. You're the burden bearer, and we have no need to worry, no need to stress, oh, God. Oh, God, because of what you've done in Jesus Christ's name, we are so grateful, Father. And I pray that this word will resonate within everyone who has heard this word and go back to the scriptures and read them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop is going to do the prayer of salvation now. Jesus is inviting you to come to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless everyone on the line. And those who have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is now your opportunity. Please accept this opportunity, because we never know when our soul will be required by the Lord God Almighty. Now, God knew that we were weak we were made only of clay, so he sent his only begotten son to save us, because he knew we were so weak. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We all fall short of God's glory. Hallelujah. But the gift of God is we receive the gift by God, grace, through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. The wages of sin is death. And we know this. Wages of sin is death, the spiritual death. Hallelujah. And we must give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ if we want to get our heavenly rewards.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Paul. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 10, chapter 10 at verse 8, beginning at verse 8, is the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Now, it's this very, 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 very easy, useless. Very easy, very simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. And I urge everyone, please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In this day and time now, we never know. There's so many things happening to people all of a sudden, natural disasters, and people hijacking and robbing people and taking their lives for a few little dollars.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Forgive them, Father. Now, the word of God says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. And the confession is made in verse 9, where it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus died for our sins, and that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For the scripture says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For, hallelujah, for whomever believes on him shall not be put to shame.
Mm-hmm.
For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord God is over all. He is rich to call us all unto himself. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, if you've made that confession, which you must be out loud, that's why it says confess with your mouth, you must speak it out loud, because the enemy is unaware of what you're thinking. You know, I mean, just you have to speak it out. That's why it says confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. Your next step is to be baptized. Now, in the book of Acts, at chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, where does God say, oh, by the way, you must repent from all of your sins if you've made that confession. You're now clean. You're slated clear. Ready to preach in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the word of God says in the book of Acts, beginning at chapter 38, where Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he testified and praised him, saying, save yourselves from this persecution. And those who gladly received him were baptized, and that day there were about 3,000 souls who were added to them. Would you join those 3,000 souls today? And I pray that you have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you have done this, like I said, your next step is your baptism. And when you go to be baptized, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in all truth, and to invite someone to your baptism. By inviting someone, you may save someone else by inviting them. They may want to be baptized also and give their lives to the Lord. Glory to God. Now, there's no other way except be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, nor is salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So congratulations, brothers and sisters. I hope to hear from you again. We hope to see you on Live Talk Radio. And let us know if you've accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And comment on this. Hallelujah. And don't forget, if you don't have a Bible, get a Bible. Every day, do something. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you where He wants you to go. And you will receive it. Again, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Here you go, Apostle.
Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God, for the word that you have given us today. Thank you for your service that has delivered your word. We ask, O God, that you would replenish all that they have poured out today. Pour back into their souls, into their spiritual heart, O God, that at the next appointed time, Lord God, they would have more than enough. We ask, O God, for you to continue to comfort them, continue to strengthen them, continue to shield them, continue to keep them, O God, as the apple of your eye. Lord, we ask that you continue to make crooked places straight and rough places plain. Thank you, O God, for the oil that has been released right now, this day, this ministry, the oil that has gone forth to the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Thank you, Lord,
whosoever hear and receive will be anointed afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to tell you, Apostle, that I was busy because my other computer was acting up a little bit, and I was trying to get, which we did, send funds over to India just now, but I couldn't write as much as I want to. But what I write that really I was very enthused with is that, you know, I've heard many people call the cross a lot of different names and so on, the acts of the cross, many things. But today you call the cross something, a glorious sacrifice. And that really blessed me.
Yes,
you called it a glorious sacrifice. You said it shows His love for the world. And that was so beautiful, so powerful.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't say anything else, you could have stopped right there. You could have stopped right there. You had to say nothing else. That was enough. That was enough right there. That was enough. And then you call it. You said the crucified Lord's flows. His crucifixion was painful, but you said the power flows. His death was His death, but his power flowed of life. For those that received,
yes.
I said, "Wow, that was so powerful too. That was powerful." And you said, "It pleased God that He be crucified." It pleased God because when I heard in my spirit that God wanted His family back, God wanted His family back, so
Thank
He sent
Lord.
His Son
mm-hmm.
to give His life.
See,
because this was already ordained. You mentioned to Adam and Eve, this was ordained. Even before Adam and Eve sinned, because God knows the end before the beginning. You said that also.
Yes, Lord.
That was another powerful nugget right there, because a lot of people think that God just did this because of the sin. No, God already had a plan. God already knew that Satan, that old crooked serpent, would find himself, would sliver himself into the garden and deceive Adam and Eve. He already knew that. Because nothing catches God by surprise. Nothing catches God. Even when we are sick in our body, it catches God by surprise. It doesn't catch God by surprise. And then you said, he was the perfect sacrifice, Lord Jesus. And you know what you're talking
you,
about, the nails, because a lot of people think that, you know, because the Caucasian man made Jesus a blonde hair, a blue-eyed man with holes in his palm, but he never was nailing his palm. He was nailing his wrist, because if he was nailing
That's
his
right.
palm, his weight would have tore him off the cross. He would have been torn off
That's
the cross
right.
from his weight. And Jesus was not a little skinny man. He was not a little skinny man. So they had to nail him in his wrist where there would be a
That's
solid
right.
bone to hold him on the cross. And, my God,
That's
that was so powerful. Jesus knew before he went to the cross that he would have to give his life for the sins of mankind. Do you don't understand?
Yes, he did.
Imagine that. He knew this. In his divinity,
Hallelujah.
He knew that he would have to come down here as mankind and give his life for mankind. Imagine
yes.
that. Somebody tell you, well, you know, you're going to have, just even think about your car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just somebody say, well, Apostle, you're going to have to give up your car in order to save someone. You said, man, I ain't giving up my Cadillac. Man, that's my Cadillac. That's my Bentley. But this, he was told as far as you're going to have to go down there and give your life. You're going to have to be whipped. You're going to have to be spit on. You're going to have to be called all types of names that you don't even know where you're being called. You were royalty. No, you were royalty. But now you're going to be shipped from royalty and become a peasant. Do you hear what
it's
in the message? Listen. He's given up his position as royalty. He's a king. And he's
That's
coming
right.
down to be a peasant so that you and I
right.
would have access to the cross.
That's the truth.
Because
oh,
the love come out the cross. We've got to have access to the cross. Our freedom comes out of the cross. People don't want to have access.
Yes,
they don't want to go there.
Yes,
but
sir.
That's where your freedom comes
yes,
from,
Lord.
The cross. He gave
That's
us access.
It. That's it.
My Lord.
That's
you know,
it.
When everything was done, what was so beautiful, that was so powerful, Apostle, that Jesus said it is finished. Can you imagine that?
Hallelujah.
After all the sin he's going through, he's not even reaching into the bag, the spiritual bag, and pulling up something to knock those soldiers over. He said, no, it's finished. I've accomplished what Daddy sent me to do.
That's right.
I have put the banner
Hallelujah.
Of the blood-stained banner in the atmosphere to cover the people, my brothers and my sisters. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, Jesus carried all. I like that, what you say, too. You said Jesus carried all our burdens that we wouldn't have
yes,
to. Yes, Ain't that something? And sometimes
my
we find
God,
ourselves, we being going through, and we forget to thank God, even while we're going
God,
through,
yes.
Apostle. Because while we're
yes,
going
yes,
through,
yes.
that's the time to even thank him even the more, because you know you're going through, but you're really not carrying the burden.
That's
you're
right.
You're not carrying the burden.
Yes. Oh, God,
it's just
thank
a figment
you,
of your imagination. You're not carrying the burden. He already took your sickness. He already took your needs. He said, I supply all your needs. He took your burden. He took the stripes on the cross
yes.
so you wouldn't have to take the stripes. He took your sickness so you don't have to lay down and say, no, I'm healed. That body may not feel right, but
praise
I know I'm healed.
God, praise God.
I don't care what's going on. I praise know I'm healed. I might have some shocks going through my body from inflammation, but I'm healed. I know I'm healed because God says so. He took it on the cross.
Yeah.
And you told us this morning, by his stripes we were healed. All the way to Golgotha.
Right.
He was carrying that burden of our sin.
Yes,
on his shoulder.
Hallelujah.
My God, my Thank God, my God. Pastor, you talk. Let me tell you something. I was going to teach a message on I don't know, the Lord let me do this message on. I want to teach about this. The cross, the tomb is empty, and go tell it. The tomb is empty, go tell it.
Wonderful.
That's the message I want to teach on. And I serve Holy Communion on Sunday morning, and then talk about the tomb is empty. Go tell it. But you preached two messages today.
God.
There was more than two, but there was two fundamental messages that you preached today, Apostle. You preached the crucifixion. Listen to me.
Yes,
you preached
God.
The crucifixion, and you preached the resurrection.
Thank
two messages. These are the two. These are the two messages that are significant to me. There were other messages that you preached in the sermon. But these two would stand out to me. I said, my God, Apostle is preaching the crucifixion. She's preaching the resurrection. What is left for me
to
preach? She's preached both the messages. So I was just so elated. I said, God, I thank God for my sister. Because, you know, when God is using you, when God is using you, you don't have a reason to hold back. There's no reason to look back. We talked about that last week. There's no time to look back. There's no time to look back. You just keep moving forward because God is putting what you need, what his people need in your belly. In your belly. I'm telling you now, and I hate to tell you this because I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me. When you preach a message like this, I'm telling you, Apostle, you know, I love you, and Bishop James, and I hear Prophetess Millie on the line. Thank God for you, woman of God. You know, I've been living even this morning. My wife told me I was talking. I said, I wasn't talking in my sleep. I was praying. I wasn't talking. I was praying. She think I was just talking. No, I'm going to talk. I was praying when she think I was talking. And I was calling you all out before. Prophetess Evangelist Sheila, Prophetess Evangelist Brown, Evangelist Campbell, Minister Onde. I was calling you all out. All you all that part about Blog Talk. When you come and you don't come, I will call you out. And I tell you, Apostle, in these two messages that I pull out, look, I'm telling you, gird yourself up, woman of God. Gird, I know you're gird yourself up anyway, but I'm telling you, gird yourself up because there's an attack coming. You hear what I'm telling
you? I'll be fasting.
There's an attack coming. There's an attack coming. When you preach a message like this message today, I think this is the strongest message I've ever heard you preach. I tell you the truth. I'm not boosting you up. I'm boosting the Christ up in you. This is today's message, I believe, is the strongest message you've ever preached. Talking about the resurrection. And talking about his crucifixion. I thank God for
thank you.
You blessed me again today, Bishop. You blessed me today. Thank God for you. Thank God for both of you. And I pray God protection over your life and over your family life and over all that is connected to you. Every friend
thank
and foe,
God.
I pray for them today. That God would allow
thank
them to see
God.
The light that's upon your life and upon Bishop's life.
Oh,
that they would draw closer to it and begin to glorify the Father. I am finished. I'm going to go on mute, and a lot of people online, probably this many, I'm so glad to hear your voice today. I kept thinking. I said, man, her voice sounds so much like Evangelist Darlene Campbell's voice. I said, wow. There's something about that. Maybe she's some kind of kinfolk to you because your voice and hers is so connected, so entwined. I thank God for hearing your voice, and I pray strength for your sister and Mr. Storm. And Apostle talking to Storm today, but I pray for her. I was lamenting for her last night. I mean, I was in there for her this morning and for your daughter and for you and all that is connected to you. Hallelujah. But just remember the word of God said today, the burden is not yours. Jesus is carrying it. Jesus carried the burden.
Carried.
So let go. Let God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know it's hard to say let go. And let go. But I tell you something, the scripture said it today. Apostle Washington said it today. He's carrying all. I wrote it down. He's carrying not some. She didn't say some. If she said some, I would say some. But you said he's carrying all burdens, not some. So why am I going to go around with them on my shoulder? No, they don't belong to me. He's carrying them. I'm just going to praise him in the midst of the storm, because I know I'm coming through, because he's in the storm with me. I'm coming through the storm. I'm not staying in the storm. We're not staying in the storm. We're going to get you on the other side where we're going. Oh, my God, I hear you, Holy Spirit. You said that joy coming. It's coming, because morning is coming, so we've been in joy for night, but joy coming in the morning. It's coming. It's coming. Morning is any time that we realize that, let me tell you something. Morning is any time that we realize that we're not carrying the burden. Glory to God. It's not dependent on sunshine.
Morning is not dependent on the sunshine.
Morning is dependent on any time that we realize that we're not carrying the burden. That's morning.
Amen.
As long as we are carrying the burden, it's going to be nighttime. It's nighttime. As long as we're carrying the burden, it's nighttime. But the moment we realize that we're not carrying the burden, guess what? It is morning.
It's morning.
Receive that. Receive that. Receive that. Receive that. That's a prophetic revelation that God just gave me.
This
morning.
This morning.
This morning.
Hallelujah.
Because I realize I'm not carrying the burden. I realize I'm not carrying the burden, Apostle. The lane is open. The lane is open. Maybe somebody will catch that. Share it to somebody. Give it to somebody.
Give it to somebody else. Amen. This morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. That was powerful, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you, God. It's so good when people are hearing the word. Hearing the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle. I'll be fasting right along with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Go ahead. Anybody that want to give a comment, that was beautiful. Hallelujah. I got to write that down. Thank you, God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Apostle Watson, there was a very beautiful word. It was very beautiful. Oh, my heart, just touched my heart, you know.
Mm.
But you always does.
Amen.
It was just a time of need for me, you know.
Yeah.
And I thank God for it.
Yeah,
I thank God for it. I don't care how many times we hear it, it just gives us a blessing, you know.
Amen.
Over and over again. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's such a help to me. I thank them.
Thank
just
you.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. The burden is not ours.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you. It's
very beautiful, honey.
Thank
you always bless me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because my prayer word before you even preach, I said, Lord, I'm talking about for all men. Give us the ear to hear.
Okay.
Give us eyes. And open the eyes of our heart that we can really see, because truly it's time to really see. And I just thank God for that. I thank God how you just brought the word out, because you know, so many people still hung up on this Easter thing, and you know, they could be hung up on whoever they're gonna be hung up on. I just praise God that I know the truth about it. I know, hallelujah. I thank God for it. I thank God that He went through all of that just for us, because He didn't have to, but He did it because He loved us. Hallelujah. He went through it so we'll know. He will know. I'm saying that suffering, He let us know we're going to suffer in life for different things that cause us to suffer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
A lot of times He was rebuked and scorned by people. He let us know we're going to rebuke and scorn in His life. But the main thing, though, He didn't let none of that stop Him. He just on going on. Because
Amen.
He has to fulfill the mission that His Father has put upon Him to do. And amen, that is what each person on this earth got to do. Let it keep on keeping on. Amen. So, you know, I like that scripture where Paul said, many shall entangle my feet, but none shall hold me fast. Amen. Sometimes we go through a tanglement in life, but God always gives me, He always deliver us out of it. And I know He's going to do the same for me.
Yeah.
And I just give Him praise right now. I magnify His name right now. Thank Him. Hallelujah.
Thank
that He
God.
Went to that gold rugged cross and shed His blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He said the blood for whosoever will receive it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood still refreshed today. If it was over 200,000 years ago, it's still that same blood that Jesus shed it. And I just thank God for His blood. And I thank God for you and Bishop James and Apostle Colin and to anyone else maybe be up on this line. I thank y'all for y'all prayers.
Mm-hmm.
As I have to go through this journey, now I know I'm not going through it by myself. I know on the spiritual side, I got sisters and brothers praying with me. In the spiritual side, I know my Heavenly Father holding me in his hand, and I shall make it through. Amen. I just believe that by faith. I just believe it. Hallelujah. That he's going to bring me through, and I will be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all have a blessed day.
Prophetess, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you. And we thank God for all that you're doing. And we thank God that you enjoyed the message. I did.
Well, yes, I did.
We're going through together. We're going
Yes.
What you're saying.
Yes, yes.
We're going through this together. Yes. We are not alone. Hallelujah. We're holding each other
Hallelujah.
Up. Glory be to God for the power.
Yes, Lord.
There's the truth.
What is inside of us, the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. That's what empowers us to move on and to do what it is we have to do and go through what we must go through. And we just thank God. You know, like I said, I thank God for the furnace. Amen.
Yes.
God for his furnace. Amen. Because there's more fire inside of us for him. Amen. So I just thank God for you. You're coming out. You're coming out. Matter of fact,
yes.
You're already out. You're already out. Your sister is already out.
Yes.
We speak that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because
thank you, Jesus.
With you and he has already delivered.
Yes, Lord.
Delivered your sister. Delivered you all from this burden. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know you're very busy. You're very busy, you know, taking care of your family. And we are
thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
We applaud you for that. First and foremost, we have to take care of business. Hallelujah. One thing God is pleased with when we're taking care, when we're doing his work, that's most important. Taking care of others.
Yes, Lord.
Taking care of others. It blesses the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It blesses him when we give up all that he's put in us and pour it on to others. Amen. So that's beautiful. And we got your back.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our prophetess and pastor. So much. Thank you for being
here. I thank you. I thank you for my brothers. I thank y'all. I always say thank you for all three of my brothers with Deacon. I thank y'all on the bottom of my heart for y'all prayers. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, I began to within myself, you know, I began to move a little further. That part I was telling you, like I was stuck in that situation.
Yeah.
I thank you, Jesus. I feel like we're better in that situation.
Amen.
And then in this other situation, you know, I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Much quieter yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank God for that. And then see, that helped me to, at least even though when I was going through that, I'm still focusing on the sister and I'm praying, you know. And that's what, but I just feel a release in my mind, and that's what I want it. That's what I want this breakthrough right
there. Thank you.
Thank hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I know.
Jesus.
Thank y'all. I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart because, see, I know it's another trick of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold you, Lord.
Jesus.
You got to loose me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For what you're doing right now.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
God. We thank you that all things are done for her good.
Amen.
We thank you. It is done right
thank
now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
It is. Yes,
done,
it is.
Lord, right now.
Hallelujah.
Because you finished everything on that.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you did.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you did.
Hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You have had
yes,
made it
Lord
a finished
Jesus.
Yes,
you,
yes,
oh
yes.
God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
For your nail-scarred hand.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praising you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
You are worthy, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes, Jesus, thank you.
We praise
thank
you in
Jesus.
The storm, Lord God. We praise you when the sun is shining,
yes.
Lord.
Yes,
we praise
yes,
you when
yes,
the storm
yes.
is raging,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
Because you're the one that controls
mm-hmm.
the storm, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh, yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
yes. The Bible says,
thank you, Lord.
It says, lift up your
thank
heads,
you,
O gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. It said, who is the King of
yes,
glory?
Lord.
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Thank you, Jesus.
So lift up your heads, O gates, even lift
yes, yes,
them up.
Yes, yes.
You everlasting Lord, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King
thank
of glory?
You, thank
the
you.
Lord of hosts. He is the King of
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
and I've
you,
heard
Lord.
That in my spirit just now, and the Lord says to tell you, Prophetess Millie, lift up your head. That's your gates.
Yes,
lift
Lord.
Up your head and let the
yes.
King of glory come in. Lift up
hallelujah.
Your head.
Hallelujah. Yes,
lift
Lord.
Up your head and let
yes.
the King of glory come
yes.
in. Don't let the burdens weigh your
yes.
head down. Don't let it weigh your gates
yes.
down.
Yes.
Lift up your head. Lift up
hallelujah.
Your head. God says, I'm fighting
thank
the battle,
you,
not you. I have the
yes,
battle axe in my hand. I'm fighting the battle.
All right.
Trust me, daughter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trust me, daughter. Trust me.
Yes,
it
yes,
may
yes,
look
yes,
bad,
yes, yes.
But it's not bigger than me. He said, it may look bad. It's not stronger than
yes, me. Yes, yes, yes.
They cannot defeat me. He said, trust me, my daughter. Lift up your head. Let, the,
yes,
let
yes.
your family members see you praising me in the midst of the storm.
Hallelujah.
Let them see you praising me in the
yes,
midst of the
yes,
storm.
Yes,
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 Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
They will draw
yes,
from
yes,
what
yes.
they see. They will draw
yes.
from what they hear. Save the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Whew, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Ooh, he's so good. He's so good.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, he's
the line
so
is
good.
Open. The
he's
line
so
is
good.
Open. Anybody want to come and encourage Prophetess Millie, encourage Apostles Linda Washington, Bishop Washington, you can come on in. The line is open. Line is open. Line is open. Come on in. Come on in. Glory to God. Come on in.
Jesus.
Well, we got a good few people on the line. It seems like everybody's busy. Well, you know, the word of God has gone forth. The word of God has gone forth. And we are so grateful to have Prophetess Millie on the line. We miss you, my beloved sister in Christ. But you have to take care of your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your house, your family is your house, okay? You got to take care of them first.
That's right. Yes.
And we will stay in the gap with you as you pray and seek the Lord. We will stay in the gap with you till the storm is passed over. The storm cannot stay all night. The Bible tells you that. It cannot last all
Amen.
Night. It got to pass over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it
Amen.
Got to pass over.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to be here. We're
Hallelujah.
Going to be here interceding with you. We're standing with you. We're not standing away from you. We're standing with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even while you're taking
Thank
care
you.
Of your
Thank
house,
you.
Your family.
Thank you. Thank
Glory
you,
to
Jesus.
God. Well, let them see you praising God. Let them see that your
yes.
hope is in him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let them
That's
see
right.
that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They must see that.
Yes, Lord.
They can't see.
Yes, Lord.
You can't allow them to see you falling apart, even though you may be falling apart on the inside. You can't let them see it on
yes.
the outside. They must
Hallelujah.
See Jesus shining on the outside.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord.
They must see him
Thank
shining
you,
on the outside.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, God.
Hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, God,
Hallelujah.
I praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the Bible
God.
Says
Thank
the earth
you.
Is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
We will look to the
yes,
hill from whence
yes,
cometh
yes.
our strength. He is the hill. We look into him from
yes,
whence cometh our strength. Our strength coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We're looking to him. Constantly looking to him
Praise
in the
God.
Midst of the storm. We're
Thank
not looking
Lord.
At the storm.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
We're not
Hallelujah.
Looking at the storm. We're looking to him, the one who can say, peace be still. Hallelujah.
Right.
We're looking at him.
Said peace
Our
to
eyes
the storm.
Is on him.
Yes,
yes,
right.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes.
He makes the
yes,
storm
yes,
to,
yes,
that the disciples say, "Who is the, what kind of man is this? That even
yes,
the wind
Lord,
and the sea that obey him. Even the elements obey him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
This is not stronger than the elements. And the elements obey him. He'll make sickness bow.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We just got to know
Thank
this.
You,
yes,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
He'll make sickness
hallelujah,
bow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
praise, praise the name above everything.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Our burdens are not too much for you,
Jesus.
Father.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 Jesus. Hey, my God, Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
We praise you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
That is so true. He's so mighty. He's so mighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you
for working it all out for us, God.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise you, God. No matter what, God, we praise.
That's right, Lord.
Glory
we
to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. Yes, 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 yes. You are our peace, God. You are our peace.
Yes,
Lord. You are our strength.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, God. Yes, God. We count it all joy, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We count
Lord,
it all
Jesus.
Joy in our various trials, God.
Yes, Lord. We're
working a patience in us, God.
Yes,
working
Lord.
It out for us, God.
Yes,
and God, we thank you that through it all, we'll have encounters with you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you always show up, Father God. You always show
yes,
up.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
out,
Lord.
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Forever love, forever God, forever working it out, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Always working it out for
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Always. Always providing for us, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Always blessing us, God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For your mercy. For your mercy.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord for his mercy. Glory.
Yes.
Mercy, yes.
That you had mercy on us, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for that mercy that endures forever.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you that you're always there, God.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The fullness of your joy, God. We count it all joy, y'all. We count it all joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We already got the victory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your fullness of joy in his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have that fullness of joy. I just love what Apostle said.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for standing in agreement with us as well. We all standing in agreement on the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And all is worked out. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that this meeting today that we're going to have in reference to Peter will be profitable, God.
Yes, and Lord.
That there will be some things to come about, Lord God, that will help him.
Yes,
Lord God, we thank you, God, it's already worked out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Doors are opening for Peter.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
For that, Father. We thank you for this open door we have already, Father, but more doors are opening, God.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy, more doors are opening, God, for the good.
Hallelujah.
For the good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Peter shall walk through that open door that is good for him.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you for it, Father. We thank you that you've already worked it out.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God.
Yes, happy
and satisfied, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you, God.
Yes.
In the name of God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yours, God.
Thank you,
God. He is yours. He belongs to you, Father.
Yes, Lord, yes.
The Lord. Hallelujah for your praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your mercy, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It is so quiet.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
It is well with our children, it is well with our family, oh God. We speak it as well, Lord, with those connected to us, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you for it, Father God. Oh,
Jesus.
What a blessing.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It is to know that we are
thank
not
you, Lord,
alone,
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well,
in our dwelling place, O God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Your house, our house, O God. We are blessed of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Goodness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All the days of our lives for dwelling in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We know we're blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We know
Lord.
We're blessed, God. We know we're walking beside
thank
the
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
know
Lord.
That we are eating from the green pasture.
Thank you, Lord
God.
Jesus.
Father God, we know there's a table that you are preparing for
thank
us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Body.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We know it, Father
yes,
God.
Jesus.
We are not worried. Hallelujah, God. We know that everything is in your hands, Father.
Yes,
we
yes,
thank
yes,
you,
God,
Lord,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Glory
Jesus.
To God. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank
so we
you, Lord
lift
Jesus.
Your name on high. Lord, we just love to sing
yes,
all your praises.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Our God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
you're
hallelujah.
You're worthy to be praised, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes,
praise
Lord.
Praise you in the good times, the bad times.
Yes,
yes,
yes Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
thank we still
you.
Thank
yes,
you, God,
Jesus.
Because of the beauty of our Savior. Because
hallelujah,
of
hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
the
Jesus.
Love you demonstrated on that cross, God.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God. And you said it's finished, so we thank you. It's finished. Everything for our
it's
lives.
It's finished, yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
That you not take us home until
thank
the
you, Lord
put
Jesus.
In us is finished. Until everything you put
it's finished,
in us
Lord
is finished,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Mm. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
Lord. Running, oh God, so we get to the finish line. Hallelujah,
oh, hallelujah Jesus.
Left in us that we're supposed to pour out, oh God.
Yes.
Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We ought to give it all, God.
Yes, yes,
all
yes, yes.
To give, God.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Pouring out. You poured out, God, and we want to pour out. We want to pour our love on you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
We want to just pour our love
thank
on you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. While we go.
I want to tell you all that the apostle, thank the devil you. Is busy. They've just been
oh,
a
I know.
Train crash. Just been a train crash in Taiwan. More than 50
oh.
people died, and dozens
oh.
dozens are trapped.
My
in
God.
Washington D.C., somebody rammed the Capitol Police with a truck. They got the Capitol Hill is shut down, locked down.
Jeez.
It is busy. The enemy is busy. It's busy.
Oh yeah.
He's moving at
oh,
the speed yeah. of light right now, because he know his time
yeah,
is drawing near. That's why we got to keep
that's
our
right.
eyes on Christ Jesus, because he's not on
amen.
The cross any longer.
Amen.
He's risen. He's alive. He's
mm-hmm.
alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in the grave. He's not in the tomb. He's alive. We got to keep our eyes on
mm-hmm.
him.
He's alive. He's alive.
We got to keep our eyes on him. Got to keep our eyes on him.
Yes, we do. Yes,
yeah.
we do, Lord. Yes, God, help us, God. Help
yeah,
us, God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put my faith on you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Help
we need
us to
help
focus,
we can't
Lord.
Do without you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we need you, Father.
Yes.
Joe can't make me without you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And Father God, we pray for all of those families that lost loved ones on that train. We ask, oh,
oh
God, that
yes,
you strengthen
yes.
them, oh, God. Empower
yes,
them,
God.
Oh, God, to continue, Lord, in the midst of loss, oh, God. Somebody's
yes,
waiting for
Lord.
Their daughter to come home. Somebody's waiting for their husband or their wife or their sister or brother,
oh, yes,
uncle
yes.
or aunt to get off that train, but they will not get off alive, Lord God. Lord, they have crossed
yes,
over
yes,
into
yes.
another dimension. We ask you, God, to come
oh,
to
yes.
family members, Lord God. And even those that are on the train that are hurt right now, that are maybe lost a leg or arm or some have some intrusion. Lord, we ask, God, that you strengthen them, oh, God, that they would make it true, oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Give them the strength that they need right now, God, that
yes,
they will not
Lord.
Lead to death, oh, God, while the people are trying to cut open the train to get
oh,
to these
Lord.
Bodies, oh, God. We are praying right now, God, for you to intervene
right
now, right
in the
now
name
God.
Of Jesus.
You said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves in prayer
yes,
and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you would hear
yes,
from heaven, you will
yes.
forgive all our sins and heal our land. Lord, we are interceding now for these people that lost life. They have lost their loved ones, oh God. We are praying right now, God, for you to intervene, God. And Father, even for here, right here in our own homeland, where the people drive the truck in the policemen while the police are standing, watch on Capitol Hill and Washington, D.C. We ask, oh God, that you, oh God, oh, comfort those officers that may have been hurt. They have lost a limb or something, Lord. We ask you to comfort them, oh God. Lord,
yes,
that they would
God.
Even make it home to their wives and their children, Father God. Lord, we ask you to surround this nation, oh God, with your peace like the apostle preached about this morning. Let this nation begin to experience your love, oh God. Father God, there's too much hatred, too much envy and strife and jealousy in this nation, God. Lord, we ask you to stretch out your arm. Only you can change this, the heart of a man, oh God. David said,
amen.
A clean heart and renew a right spirit. We're asking for you to touch the dead. Lord, only you can,
Thank you,
Jesus. Only you can heal the sick.
Only
you can raise the dead. Only you can open blind eyes and cause the deaf to hear, the crippled to walk, oh God, the dumb to talk, Lord. So we are depending on you, Lord. We don't have no other source, Lord, only you. You're the only source we know, God. So we are counting on you. We are depending on you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You are our strong tower, Lord God. So we come in
to
find
Lord.
Safety, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you this day, Lord.
Strong.
We thank you this day for the cross,
thank
oh God. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, Lord. We thank you for the cross, Lord. We're not ashamed of the cross, oh God, because we know our salvation was at the cross, oh God. We thank you for the cross,
oh
God.
Yes.
Lord, we
thank
you this day.
Thank
you this day,
God. Thank you for the
cross, God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Jesus,
thank you.
In your name,
we
Jesus. Thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
thank
God.
You,
glory, hallelujah.
Whew,
thank
glory,
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless the name of the Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, I gotta go now, y'all. I have an appointment on the line.
You know, okay, baby.
I have problems, Millie. You can go ahead and pray us out, problems, Millie. Problems, Millie. Go ahead and pray us out. Pray us out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your beautiful word that went out today, Lord. And I know whoever heard it, it was a blessing to them, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask you, oh God, to continue to cover Bishop James and Pastor Lemon and Pastor Colin with your precious blood and lead them, guide them. And, Lord, I ask you to let everything work in and Pastor Lemon the favor today in Jesus' name. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And
so give your sister our love. Let her know we're praying with her and for her. And let your daughter know we thank her for all that she has given. She's given to help us take care of Africa and India. Tell her we appreciate the gifts, okay? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a blessed day. We'll talk soon.
God bless you. She'll go in surgery Monday.
We keep in prayer. We keep in prayer. All will be well.
I'll keep y'all
informed. All right. All will be well. All will be well. All will be well. Matter of fact, all is already well. All is already well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
God bless. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome,
bye-bye.
Sir.